You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Did you ever want to get really subtle changes to your face or body and end up having a result that just surprised you like you could never imagine? Well, you're listening to the right podcast, because I've got a couple of these that I definitely want to share with you, because every time I talk about this with my patients, the first thing they'll say to me is, "You're kidding me. I didn't know you could put it there." Or, "You're kidding me. I never heard that before." So, because you're listening to this podcast, you're going to get a chance to hear this. So the first one I want to talk about is something that is becoming a little bit more known, but is such a tremendous improvement in the overall appearance of the face that I wanted to start the whole thing off with this one. So if you're listening to this podcast and you can look in the mirror, again, don't do this if you're driving, but if you're at a red light or something like that, you can look in the rearview mirror. Take a look at your temples. Take a look at the area that's just on the outside of what you would consider the whole forehead area, that temporal region. Another way to find it is to put your fingers up right above your eyebrows and start to feel where those pulses are in your temporal region. Check to see in the mirror if they look concave. Do they look hollow to you? There's a very good chance that they do if you are an athlete and just losing a lot of body fat. If you're getting older and you're starting to feel like your face is starting to lose a lot of its plumpness, if you're starting to see that after you get your cheeks injected, that all of a sudden you're starting to notice that your temporal region is more hollowed. This is an unbelievable place to put some filler or some of your own body fat and use that as a filler. Now, depending on how concave or hollow those areas are, you may need a significant amount of product, but the good news is it lasts a very long time in that area because it's not an active zone. If you put fillers and things like that in the lips or around the mouth because you're eating and chewing and talking, it does tend to burn up those products, no matter what they are, a little faster. But if you put it in these temporal hollows, it does last for a long time. And the results are incredible. It may not be something that you notice on someone else right away, but what you will notice absolutely is that their eyebrows that are starting to look like they need a brow lift, because the lateral portion of the eyebrow is starting to come down and almost become a hood. When you can put a little bit of filler in that area above that orbital rim or where that brow is into that temporal hollow, magically, your brows look like they've been lifted, and it creates a much more healthy, youthful appearance to the face. And if you go to my website, you'll be able to see some of the before and afters, and that's at davisCPS.com. But you got to check this out, because I think it's one of these things that, especially if you're looking to do something that doesn't require a surgical procedure, and you maybe not look to do, let's say, a brow lift or an eyelid lift, this in combination with using some Botox in strategic places will give you this incredible youthful appearance. The second place I want to talk about is the neck and jawline. Now, for everyone that's like following social media and anything to do with the Kardashians or anybody that's really out there doing plastic surgery type procedures, you'll know that the jawline and the neck are the hottest areas to talk about. And we recently did a podcast when we talked about Paula Abdul, who is having a whole residence now in Las Vegas, decided she didn't want to have a facelift, but she wanted to do something to tighten her jawline and her neck. And she did have something that we've been using here for years called neck tight and face tight. But I'm saying that without even doing any type of a surgical procedure, just trying to do something injectable wise, and here we go again. The question becomes, when I explain this to patients, they go, I didn't know you could put that stuff there. And here it is. We can take some filler, usually something like Voluma, which is a little bit more dense of a injectable product, and we can place it along the jawline and in the back where your jawline ends. So right at the angle of what we call the angle of the mandible. We can put some product right back there to strengthen that jawline and to give a more sharp edge, if you will, to where your neck and jawline separate, like where your jaw stops and your neck begins. So we can place product there, and then we can put Botox actually in the neck itself. So we can go all along the neck, right where the little horizontal bands, some people call those necklace lines. And if you have the vertical bands that come from your chin down to where your clavicle is, we can inject all of those areas, including the skin, to create a sharp tightening to that area. And there are so many patients that come in and they have no idea that, as you know, doing a totally non-surgical approach to this can be so amazing. So I like to also add a little bit of product like Voluma right where the jowl begins. So if everyone listening can do this, again, if you're driving or something like that, do it later. But if you put your finger on your chin and go in either direction along your jawline, when your chin ends, there's a little hollowing that we start to get as we get older, and that's called the pre-jowl hollow or the pre-jowl sulcus. And that area actually starts to define where your chin stops and, unfortunately, where your jowl may begin. And when we do a facelift, that's one of the first areas that we lift to get the jowl to go away. But if you wanted to do something non-surgically, I can take a little bit of filler and put it right in that pre-jowl hollow so that I'm literally connecting your chin to your jowl. And that way it kind of camouflages the fact that there is a little bit of a hang below your actual mandible. That in combination with the Botox and with putting some filler in the angle of the mandible is an incredible before and after result. So, just wanted to go over a couple of facial ones. And the last one I want to talk about is something to do with the abdomen. How many of you out there have a belly button that you hide because you either have a lot of stretch marks around it or you've had multiple pregnancies and you can almost barely not see your umbilicus or your belly button any longer because of the skin that's around it? I do a procedure here that's called an umbilicoplasty. And basically, it's a terrific little way of getting your belly button to be more visible. And anyone that knows what I'm talking about, you've seen it before. So it's almost like there's too much hooding of the extra skin around the belly button so that you almost don't see it any longer. It's an in-office procedure. It is a, you know, minimally invasive, if you will, but it is a little surgical procedure we do right in the office under straight local. And there's a certain technique that I use that can literally create a nicer looking belly button, basically. And again, it's not taking care of everything, but it is another one of these little procedures that people go, oh my God, I had no idea you could do that. I'm going to give you one more. So I gave you two for the face and now two for the body. The second one is another thing that I'm telling you, I can't explain to you how many patients come in a month that talk about this. And if you have this, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a little bit of fat right where your arm meets your chest. And you see it when you wear a bra or when you wear a tank top or when you wear anything tight in that area. And it almost looks like a little puff of fat. Some patients have it in the front of their arm and the back of their arm. Other patients just see it, you know, one or the other. But we usually call it some bra line fat. It can be literally liposuctioned away in the office with a procedure I call FLASH, which is fat liposuction away, same hour. I did this procedure on Dr. Oz. I did this procedure on the doctor's show. And basically, it's a very clever little way of doing a syringe technique of liposuctioning of a small pocket of fat. And it works beautifully in those two areas. So if these are things that you're thinking about, there may be other things that are just so easily fixed. When you go to see your plastic surgeon, ask them about this, because there are so many cool ways nowadays to take care of things that you may think nobody has an answer for, but I bet you other people just like you have come in and asked about it. So you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.